Welcome to the Indian Newslink podcast by Pranita Mahajan.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Indian Newslink podcast. New Zealand prides itself on a very strong history of creating policies that emphasize on inclusion, on equality, whether it's women's suffrage or marriage equality. They've always established benchmarks in this country. Now, the recent election, this year's elections, are coinciding when internationally there is a lot of discussion about gender identity and rainbow community. There is a lot of debate happening around the limits and the responsibilities of how long and how far should free speech go. Recently, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made a statement wherein he said it is common sense that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. This remark has definitely sparked a lot of criticism from the transgender community, but it has also received a huge amount of support from the conservative families and public that believe that somebody has to say it. And he went ahead and he said that the parents, they have a right to know what their children are being taught in school about relationships. Patients should know what the hospital is talking about men or women. And he said we should not be bullied into believing that people can be any sex they want. They cannot. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. Now, this discussion has also been happening in New Zealand, in our own national domain, wherein there are parties that believe that we should listen to all the concerns that are being raised by the rainbow communities. We have to make sure that they are not discriminated against, they get equal opportunities. And there are parties like the Labour Party and the Greens that are promoting their rights, and they're fighting for it, and they are making policies around supporting them. And at the same time, there are parties like New Zealand First and the New Conservatives that are saying that talking about gender and sexuality is basically nothing but indoctrination, and we should stop it as a nation because it is just stretching it too far when you want children in schools to learn about it, to learn about genders, to learn about relationships and sexuality. So this debate has taken a life of its own because there are certain segments of the society that agree with everything that somebody like Labour or the Greens are saying. And at the same time, there is a section of the society that completely agrees with what New Zealand First and New Conservatives are preaching as well. So we thought we'll just have a quick look and see what exactly are these policies. So getting right into it, Labour is promising that they would make adoption and surrogacy laws more accessible. They would make sure that it is that the rainbow people who want to form a family are treated on the same basis as any heterosexual couple would. They have promised that they would bring in legislations to reform the adoption laws in the country. They would make sure that the surrogacy bill has, some amendments to it to make sure that this is streamlined and the conditions improve for the rainbow people to make adoption and surrogacy more achievable, more possible. At the same time, they are offering 8 primary healthcare providers around the country with funding to support gender-affirming care. So they want that the healthcare system should be more responsive to the requirements of transgender people, of intersex people, and just the gender diverse community in New Zealand. They want to make sure that the healthcare services get easier for the transgender community, and they will make sure that the right kind of funding is provided around the country to make that possible. They have also said that they would protect intersex children from any unnecessary medical intervention. So they will make sure that there are no unnecessary medical treatments, surgical treatments during infancy or childhood. Binary gender, the kids assigning a binary gender to a child would not automatically be presumed to be the best case outcome. They'll look more closely into it. And they would also introduce a nationwide informed consent model for gender-affirming healthcare. These are just some of the policies that they want to highlight. They want to make gender-affirming surgeries, treatments, any kind of counseling that they might need. They want to make it cost-effective. They want to make sure that that cost comes down and it's more equitable in terms of its access. And labor has also promised that they would look into adding a quota for migrants and refugees who identify as the transgender community, and they would have a special quota for those people. Their views are further supported and even magnified by the Green Party, which has been the most vocal during the campaign about the rights and the challenges that are faced by the rainbow community in the country. Greens want firstly to train the healthcare workers to reduce any kind of biases. They want to make sure that any conscious or unconscious bias that already exists in the healthcare system regarding racism, queer phobia, should all be taken away. And for that, the right kind of training should be provided. They want to take it to the next step. They want to establish a ministry for rainbow communities. They want to make sure that the rainbow community gets the right kind of representation and take active participation in any policy making that would affect them directly. And the best way forward, according to the Green Party, is to establish this ministry for rainbow communities, which would deal with all these policies and programs and work with the government directly. They also want to fund organizations that are already supporting the rainbow community. They want to make sure that proper resources are provided to them, and they have dedicated funds which can help them support the members of the rainbow community. They want to also promote non-discriminatory access to gender-affirming healthcare. They want to make sure that the party can resource and promote clear pathways so that they can get free, non-discriminatory access to gender-affirming healthcare, of course, emphasizing on informed consent and self-determination. But in case somebody requires that gender-affirming healthcare, it should be available, and preferably it should be available free of cost. The Greens have also highlighted the policies to support rainbow asylum seekers, refugees, and migrants. They want to make sure that there is a certain amount of support that the New Zealand government would provide them. If they are seeking asylum, they should be given that support in resettlement, in gender recognition, family reunification, any kind of settlement support that they might need. And then they want to, they have supported the intersex healthcare reform, wherein they want culturally sensitive, rights focused healthcare, which emphasizes on peer support, competent care. They want to create national peer support programs for intersex couple, for intersex community, for have healthcare professionals that are trained and culturally competent to deal with any kind of care that might be required for gender affirmation. That is their perspective. But on the other hand, we have the New Zealand First Party. They also have been representing a certain segment of the society that has been very vocal, and they say that school children that are being taught about relationships, gender, sexuality, according to New Zealand First, this amounts to indoctrination and it must be stopped. So the party has proposed that they will make sure that there is a complete ban on children being taught about relationships, about gender, about sexuality in schools. And they believe what the party describes as gender ideology should be taken off the curriculum. They have also supported the idea of defunding any sports organizations, publicly funded sports bodies that have competitions or leagues which are not exclusively for women assigned female at birth. So they believe that there should be any kind of league or competition that happens by any publicly funded sporting body should have exclusive category for people that have been assigned female at birth. And if that is not done, that organization should be defunded. That is the stance that New Zealand First is taking. At the same time, a discussion that has happened a lot, and I'm sure all of you would have heard about it, is creating separate toilets. So New Zealand First has supported the idea of having a unisex toilet and single-sex bathrooms. And they say that this includes all areas of sport, education, commercial facilities that are publicly available for use. This should be provided. This idea is also supported by the New Conservatives Party. They have also said that we should ban any education about gender, sexuality, about gender identity in schools. And that is only to protect the emotional, mental and physical well-being of children, because they are not yet in a stage to understand these concepts. And that's why we should not be encouraging this to be part of the curriculum. They have also said that gender reassignment surgeries and hormone therapies for young people is something that should be stopped, and they would make sure that there is a complete ban on gender reassignment surgeries and hormone therapies for children, because the party has time and again said that children should be allowed to be children and not be sexualized. So that is their stance. They also want to make sure that a person's gender on the birth certificates should not be changed. And they say you can either be born a male or a female, and there are only two genders. So we should not allow these genders to be changed on the birth certificates, as it would result in confusion for the society. So that is their stance. Now, this is a very sensitive topic. This is something that is being debated and discussed in Canada, US, UK, and now in New Zealand. So I think we have to wait, we have to watch, and we have to discuss it amongst ourselves in the community so that we can reach a solution. Or just discuss the way forward openly, because discussion is the best way forward. On that note, thank you so much for listening. And this is Pranita signing off. I really hope that you all have a lovely day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Indian NewsLink podcast by Pranita Mahajan.